Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Castology. This is the Zane cast of Castology, the cast where Zane casts all the podcasts because Zane likes podcasts and to cast casts into the podcast.
How many casts does Zane cast? Casts does Zane cast? Good cast. Cast.
More. Nearly got it too. Shit.
Yeah, this is my favourite because I don't have to do anything because I just sit here and listen to what you do. I didn't have to do any homework for this episode.
Well, this episode you actually get to listen to me praise you a little bit.
Oh, I like and enjoy that.
Yeah, I know you do.
Yeah, it's my favourite thing.
So last time I did my all-time favourite podcast that had been on the show that I had recommended that I still listen to.
Yes.
This time I'm doing part two to that, which is podcasts that you all have recommended that I still listen to and enjoy.
Amazing.
Yeah. Can't wait to hear one of mine.
I'm just going to jump into it. You'll have to wait to number three. So number three and five are yours. Number one is Terms. I've listened to this probably five times now. It's probably the best, still the best written audio drama that I've
Have you listened to anything else those people have done? Have we?
Yeah, so we listened to the one that came after that, which was kind of the revisionist history of Lincoln, I want to say, which wasn't as great. But Terms, something about the performances and the production with the writing, it's just French.
I'm so happy you think that because I still remember the excitement that I had when I was first listening to it, to the point where I ran myself a bath and instead of bathing, I just put it on the side of the sink and just kept listening to it while I was bathing. And then I texted Zane and be like, I'm going to have to swap out whatever I'm reviewing for next week. I'm putting this one in. And you just, it's right. It's right.
And that's the thing, like this hit right during 45th president. So this was kind of like wishful thinking / hopeful thinking / oh God, America, please, why?
Yeah.
So it was very timely, but still going back after it's all passed.
I've only
still
listened
rewarding.
Once, so yeah. I might have to do a re-listen in celebration
too. Well,
then.
Again, short episodes, doesn't take long.
That's what I love about it. I don't have an attention span anymore. Like,
and they
give
don't,
me bites.
And they don't recap. They just kind of like, you're with us or you're left behind. Yep. This is going to be a surprise to no one who's listened to this podcast for an extended period of time. My next one is Congressional Dish. So this is a podcast where one person listens to everything that's happening in Congress and breaks it down without kind of a left or right leaning. This is just, she definitely has opinions and she definitely knows what she thinks is right, but she really tries to back it up with learning, and this is what she does for a living now. She runs her podcast on value for value. So if people feel that this is a valuable service, they give her what they think the value is, and that is how she makes her living.
That was an old Patrick recommendation.
Old Patrick recommendation, yeah. So I believe this isn't in chronological order. I may have twitched it around or just randomly done it. Who knows? But Congressional Dish, it is an angry-making podcast. You will always feel angry because politics is the worst.
And American politics is even worse off.
But super informative. Go, and no one else is doing anything like this. There's no spin put on it. Bedside Rounds is the next one, which was a Nick podcast. This is a medical history podcast and it's presented. It's not dry, but it is very well researched by a medical doctor and also medical researcher. Very approachable and very easy to listen to, but really goes into the nitty gritty of where things have come from, why they're the way they are, and how the state of affairs are now. Where should we begin with Esther Perel? Oh,
love Esther Perel.
Unfortunately, I don't think it's running anymore. Mm. But this is something that I do kind of go back to every now and then. There are some really great episodes here where Esther Perel is just letting you in on some therapy sessions.
She's got another one called, I think it's called How We Work with Esther Perel.
I have seen it. I haven't listened to it yet.
It's not quite as... vulnerable?
Yeah, intimate.
Yeah, it's intimate is the word I'm looking for. Like it like you know how sometimes Where Should We Begin feels almost intrusive?
Yes.
But it's very effective when you're trying to figure out how to find your passion in work and how to find your most effective self and happiest, most effective self. It's very good. I love Esther Perel.
Yeah, if you're afraid of therapy, listen to this podcast. It's specifically couple therapy. Yeah, go listen to it. It's a great podcast. 20,000 Hertz, another Nick recommendation.
Yes.
This is just a great general knowledge and a great approach. This is the opposite of a niche podcast. This is taking a really broad interest and kind of picking specifics out of it that are very interesting. Again, super well researched, super well presented, and it keeps bringing up things that you just never really thought about.
Yeah.
Yeah. So 20,000 Hertz, definitely hard recommend from me. And finally, this is a recording of a live show released as a podcast, The Guilty Feminist.
Yay.
This is super fun, super enjoyable.
Every time I feel like I don't know what I want to listen to, I can always put on Guilty Feminist and have a good time.
Yeah.
It's not, then that's the thing, like it's not reproachful. Preachy. It's just kind of like we're women and we're having a good time being women.
And sometimes like if you look at the title and be like Guilty Feminist, like, oh, you have to be like a bra burning feminist. No, it's all about how shit we are at being feminists.
Yeah.
Really? Like the whole I'm a feminist, but I really enjoy it when people catcall me sometimes when I'm having a bad day. Like
self-esteem is inherently tied to body image, and body image is not necessarily healthy.
I don't mind a wolf whistle every now and again. I'm really sorry that betrays my feminist standards, but that is what being a guilty feminist is all about.
Yeah, but and again, like the energy of the live presentation with comedians on stage, and they're really just there to have a good time with each other, which is that's also something that you can really feel. And they're not too afraid to kind of point out the kind of inherent ridiculousness of what they're doing. That's something that I really appreciate. So,
Like live shows are hard to get across on podcasts sometimes as well. They do fall a little bit flat when it kind of breaks a little bit from the format from the actual show. Like I've had a few of my favorite podcasts that have done live shows. You get excited for it and then you listen to it and you kind of go, oh, this is nowhere, the energy is nowhere near the same because of, you know,
when it's based on being a live show, it just there's something about it though. Like even with Thrilling Adventure Hour, when you hear their episodes that don't have an audience, there's something ever so slightly missing, even though it's still amazing and I love
it. It's because they're not drunk.
It's because they're not drunk and because, you know, they don't fuck up as much and I enjoy the fuck ups.
And they don't enjoy their fuck ups as much.
No.
Yeah.
You don't sit in them and relish them.
And relish.
So, those are six recommendations.
That's a good list.
Yeah, great list.
That is a good list.
Terms for political audio drama, Congressional Dish for political angry making, Bedside Rounds for approachable medical history, Where Should We Begin for approachable therapy sessions, 20,000 Hertz for just general interest to do with sound, and The Guilty Feminist for just a good time.
Yeah.
I am going to steal your theme and do that in another mini-sode of mine, my favourite things that you guys and old Patrick have recommended that I still listen to.
Excellent.
I'm going to do the same.
Great theme. Although I'm going to deliberately steer away from ones that I've recommended on my other curated lists.
That's
so
fair.
Even though I still listen to the Thrilling Adventure Hour on a monthly basis, I will not mention it again. I'm sorry.
That's fine. I think Thrilling Adventure Hour gets more than enough airtime on this podcast. As
I know.
It is.
I love them so much.
All right. Well, that's it for another mini-sode. So go listen to those six podcasts for your listening enjoyment, especially if you haven't been with us from the very beginning, because those are some deep-ish cuts. Going back to old Nick, we'll call him, rather than...
Oh, he's old Nick now.
Yeah, we don't have any Patrick.
Finally.
We have Patrick and old Nick, Nick
okay,
and old Nick.
Nick and old Nick. Okay, cool. We've transitioned. I'll buy it.
Took 2 years, but we finally...
do that. And if you have your favorite podcast, you can reach out to us on social media and ask us to listen to it. Or you can go to our website, thatsnotcanon.com/castology, where you can find a form to put that in there. I will listen to everything that is recommended. We may or may not make it to the podcast. And finally, give us a rating and a review on Apple or on Podchaser or anywhere that you can, really. Google or Facebook, because that will help other people find us.
Can I also make one other request? Hit us up on social media and let us know which podcast that we've recommended that you still listen to.
Do it.
I would love that.
Yeah,
that's a good shout.
I want to know how well we did.
All right. This is the last episode before Christmas. So Merry Christmas, everyone.
Oh, Christmas celebrate. So much. Happy holidays.
Happy whatever you're celebrating. And just happy day if you don't celebrate anything. Yeah. Like,
stay safe.
Be happy.
Stay safe and stay healthy.
We will come back with another judgment episode of our niche off in the next episode.
Judgment Day.
Till then, keep listening to podcasts, everyone.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.